Live from Toronto, this is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you in part by Microsoft on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a fun, informative, and most of all, accessible show that's all about the latest and greatest in technology. Whether you're into photography or music, high-definition TV or mobile computing, Tech Talk covers the entire gamut, but it's all explained in plain everyday English. How about that? Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and articles. This week, features include hitting the beach with a stylish summer bag, how to jazz up a plain tote with a funky image you design yourself using your computer, and from tots to teens, finding fun ways for your children to participate in meal planning and cooking, all beginning with your PC. All right, I know it's not even mid-August. I'm not rushing anyone, but it's not too early to begin talking about back to school. And in today's day and age, a student in your home will rely on technology to help them through the year. So this is our theme for today's show. For the second half of Talk, we'll chat with The Source by Circuit City about great gadgets a student can use to gain an edge. And for the first half of this show, we'll talk about a necessity among students today, an internet-connected computer. Specifically, a laptop is one of, if not the most essential tool for a student in middle school, high school, college, or university. So I'm pleased to introduce listeners to Mr. Dave Hambly from Dell Canada, who is here until 12:30 to help us choose the right laptop for students. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
So I want to talk with you about what features are important, Dave, to look for in a laptop and some buying tips.
Sure.
That we can share with our listeners. And while we're, while we're focusing on back to school this half hour, much of this advice can be applied to just about anyone in the market for a new computer. So I know that the information that you'll give can help even those who don't have a student in the home. So this is our theme from now till 12:30, talking about what to look for when shopping for a laptop. And we'll also talk about a really cool new desktop design that Dell has exclusively. And then the second half of the show, Dave, we're going to switch gears. I'm going to have a guest on from The Source to talk about gadgets, which I think goes hand in hand
as
well.
They sure do.
Yeah. But, while some of the gadgets arguably are, more to have fun, like MP3 players and things like that, a laptop is not just a luxury anymore among students. It's definitely a necessity. But let's talk about why a laptop opposed to a desktop computer. What advantage does a mobile PC give to a student opposed to a stationary one?
Well, first of all, it lets them, really get out of the dorm. Being wireless, you can study anywhere you want. You can study in a library. You can study in a cafe. You can study in the cafeteria. So it's, nobody really wants to be stuck anymore to the desk, especially when school is becoming so social and working in groups is so important. So a mobile notebook or laptop really does fit the picture,
Yeah, great point. So today you can get wireless virtually anywhere, your favorite cafe, of course, anywhere on the campus virtually, if not at least the dorm and the library and other study halls and stuff like that. So this is key. We're not just talking about the ability to type on a laptop, say you're working on a report or some sort of study session, but you can actually access the internet at high speeds wherever you are.
Right.
And even when there's no wireless connectivity available, increasingly we're finding, tech-savvy students attaching their cell phones to their laptop, something that I do when I'm on the go.
Right.
And you can even, work in the back of a cab, so using your cell phone connection to surf the net as well, which is, you get a USB cable now with every cell phone.
That's right.
So a lot of them allow you to do that.
Yeah, and you can definitely hook that up with any Dell. You can put a cell phone up to it and connect. So
let's talk about features. Now, laptops come in all shapes and sizes and colors.
Right.
And with an emphasis on the latter, we're finding companies like Dell that's embracing style as well as substance to really help people personalize and customize the look of their laptops, almost like a statement, a personal statement, if you will, like a ringtone.
Yeah.
So why don't you talk about some of the cool colors and designs that Dell has, and then I want to take a step back and just look look at the best features you should look for in today's day and age.
Well, we've just launched a new studio lineup. It's basically really geared towards multimedia, entertainment, and performance. The new Studio 15-inch and Studio 17. Studio 15, I think, starts at $799. Available in 6 different colors. So, if your favorite's pink, if your favorite's green, you can definitely customize the machine to how you want to look with it.
Yeah, my wife saw that pink one online. She's like, I want that.
Right.
That's the one I want.
From an accessory perspective, too, like there's Belkin bags now. There's Targus bags that come in the pink. So you can really accessorize the whole you know, the whole purchase to how you want to look with it. So,
and it's not just colors. I understand some Dell notebooks, and I use the term I say notebooks and laptops interchangeably, by the way. Is that fair, Dave? Is that they mean the same thing?
Yeah, they're exactly the same.
So I noticed that some Dell notebooks also have a design on it, not just a new color.
Right. So one of the options is you can get this the silver design, and you can actually customize the trim color. It comes in four different colors. Mm-hmm. So really, Dell is listening to the customer and really giving them the personalization that they want now with something as personal as a notebook is.
So this new line is called Studio 15 and Studio 17.
Studio 17.
Does that refer to the size of the screen?
Exactly, yeah. Okay. So 15-inch, which is the most popular screen size right now, and then the 17 for those that are looking for a bit bigger of a notebook screen for movies, or if they're looking to have a little bit more real estate screen size for working with programs like Excel, which are very popular for back-to-school time frame. So.
Right. So the bigger the screen, sure, it has its entertainment applications, but it also has productivity applications because you can see more on the screen. So that means less minimizing and maximizing programs on the bottom. I know people that have like a web browser open on half of a widescreen display and a Word document or something on this other half.
Right.
So it's really using that, as you call it, screen real estate, which I like that, using that well. So that's one of the advantages of a 17-inch notebook. And, of course, for movies, they all have DVD players in it.
They all have DVD, and you also have the option for going Blu-ray now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting. So you can now watch high-definition movies while on the go.
Exactly.
Not just DVDs.
And the other point to it, too, is that it has an HDMI port on both the 15 and 17. So if you actually want to hook this up to a HDTV television, you can actually watch the Blu-ray movie on your HDTV.
Yeah, that's awesome, Dave, because when I travel and I do bring a Dell laptop with me, which does have HDMI, I can go to a hotel room that has increasingly high-def TVs now, not just the big, bulky, older CRT models, with HDMI input. So I can now connect my laptop and watch something on a 42-inch screen while I'm relaxing instead of looking at it on a 15-inch screen. Mine's 15-inch.
Yep.
So very cool. And these are some of the new features. We've just covered a couple. HDMI and Blu-ray are two of the newer ones.
Yeah, there's also backlit keyboard now. It comes standard with a 2.0 megapixel camera, fingerprint reader.
So. Okay, whoa. Let's take a step back.
Sure.
Backlit keyboard, is that to type in the dark?
Yeah, so when you're typing in the dark, now what you can do is the actual keys will light up, giving you a little bit more relaxation when you're typing.
Yeah.
You see exactly where you're hitting your keys.
Yeah, so you don't have to squint and hunt and peck and look for the keys on the keyboard.
Right.
And so web camera, that was the second new feature?
So webcam allows you to communicate over the internet instead of just typing words through Instant Messenger. Now you can actually see the person you're speaking with.
Yeah, and that's great. And we're going to talk a bit about that on the second half of the show with The Source, about buying a standalone webcam. But a lot of the Dell laptops now come with a 2-megapixel camera built in. And that's awesome for students who go away for school, because they can now keep in touch with their friends and family back in their hometown without having to spend any money on long distance. And you get the bonus of video, which is great.
Yeah.
So as a friend of mine told me about his daughter, saying it helped her, you know, maintain a long-distance relationship with her boyfriend who went to university in the U.S.
Yeah.
Because they can see each other every day and talk face-to-face, which is great.
Yeah.
All right, so we're talking with Dave Hambly from Dell Canada about what to look for when you're shopping for a laptop computer. Let's talk a bit more about wireless connectivity, because this is increasingly important. So do all Dells now come standard with...
Standard wireless.
I guess it's 802.11, they call it.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you support the latest speeds, which is 802.11n as in Norman?
Yes, so you can... Typically, our starting price points will have a BG card in it, but you can always upgrade, go to a wireless N if you want.
Right. So B came out about 7-8 years ago or so, and then it was replaced by G, which is a bit faster wireless connectivity. And now N is the newest newest in the acronym soup.
You got it.
And 802.11n not only is faster, which is ideal for things like video streaming over the air, but also supports greater distances. So if your wireless router is somewhere, say, in your home, you can now even go outside of your home, like on a backyard porch, and be productive there with your homework.
Exactly.
Because it has a greater length.
If you get too far away, instead of it cutting off a little bit, you'll actually can walk a little bit further down the road or outside on your patio and still connect. So.
That's great. One little caveat for those who do buy a laptop with 802.11n and you do have a wireless N router, which is what you need to buy for as low as $50. One small caveat is to make sure that you have security built in, because now your neighbors will for sure see your wireless network. So all it takes, all that matters is that the first time you set it up, you put in a password. It could be a WPA code. It could be, there are other types of security. But make sure you use one of them and don't tell anybody what that keyword is. And then the and it's not every time you log on with your laptop you'll be asked to put in that code, just the first time. Right. But make sure you do that, because with wireless N, that means everybody can now have access. So a little tip. Thanks, Dave. We're going to take a short break. When we return, more with Dave Hambly from Dell Canada to talk to us about additional features of when you're looking for a laptop for that student in your home. And as well, we're going to talk about some laptop battery saving tips as well. Stick with us.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. If you think a pocket calculator is all the technology required among today's students, you're already starting the year with an F. An internet-connected computer, for example, is now a necessity rather than a luxury for most students. Plus, a handful of portable devices and PC peripherals can also help students remain productive, connected, and entertained. This is the topic for today's Tech Talk. First half of the show, we're joined by Dave Hambly from Dell Canada, talking to us about the latest in their computer lineup, both laptops and desktops. And the second half of the show, which we'll get to soon, we'll switch gears and talk about electronics, mobile electronics, things like portable MP3 players and web cameras and other goodies that a student can take advantage of. Welcome back to the show, Dave.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
All right, so we're talking with Dave Hambly from Dell Canada about looking for laptop features, what to look for when you're shopping for one. Before we get back into the topic, Dave, let's quickly tell people how they can buy Dell, because I understand that you can buy some at retail or it's mainly direct.
It is available through www.dell.ca, or you can visit some of our retail partners like Best Buy, Future Shop, Walmart, Staples. So,
and is that, if you go retail, is that only desktop or is that laptop as well?
No, you can find both. There's notebooks and and desktops there.
When you go online to buy your laptop, you can choose a business laptop or a personal one. Consumer one, thank you. And then you can sort of click off the kind of features that you like and the designs you like. And then
customize it.
Yeah, you totally customize it. And then they ship it to you. Are there any promotions for students? I know sometimes you see free shipping once in a while.
We've got free shipping running all the time now, actually. Yeah. So all of our notebooks and desktops, there isn't a single shipping charge on any of them. So
sweet.
Yeah.
Awesome. And prices range from?
Notebooks start at $499.
Wow. That's
which
unbelievable.
Is unbelievable.
It
when
is.
You think about...
You can get now a dual. Down. We'll talk about dual core in a moment, but even that's you can even get a almost like two processors under the hood now for dirt cheap.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Yep.
So it goes starts at $499 all the way up to
you can top out up to $2,000 if you get all the high video cards.
Right. If you're a gamer,
if you want the Blu-ray features, you can customize it to however you choose. That's one of the great things with Dell. So
okay, cool. So let's now talk about processors, because a lot of people overlook that. They think I don't care if it's Intel or AMD or single core, dual core, quad core.
Right.
I know it's very techy, but if we can just, in plain English, discuss what to look for when you're looking for a processor, which could probably best be described as the brains behind your PC.
Brains or
the
engine.
The engine under the hood.
Yeah.
So dual core is a big buzzword now.
Right.
So what does that mean exactly?
So dual core gives you, if you think of, over the last 10 years we've been running with one processor, think of it as one brain, so performing one function at a time. If you could dual core, you're adding a second brain to the machine. You're almost making it twice as smart, run twice as fast. So.
Right, and that's you're not only going to see a speed improvement on your favorite programs like games, but you can also multitask a lot smoother. And if you watch any student today, any kid, they've got like a million programs open at once.
Right.
They're downloading music, they're chatting via webcam.
Yeah,
they're chatting on IM, and they're doing that all simultaneously, which
right.
to older guys like us, it's like, huh? How do they do that? So a dual core processor can actually help smooth that out as well.
Exactly.
So running multiple programs.
Especially if you've got antivirus running in the background, which is important, you won't notice the program taking a lot of your resources. Mm-hmm. So it's free stuff up so that you can do all those wonderful things.
Okay. Let's talk about RAM, also referred to as system memory.
Right.
So how much is enough if you're buying a laptop today?
I wouldn't look at anything really less than two gigs running right now for Vista, especially if you want to take advantage of some of the premium features of Vista Premium.
Okay.
Two upwards to three, it should be plenty for most students. So
okay, and that's pretty standard. I know at least 1 gig comes with some of the entry level ones, and you can always choose to upgrade it for an extra like $60 or $80 or something. It's not much these days.
Yeah,
it's not much, which is great.
Right.
A few years ago, RAM was pretty expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we've covered screen size, processor, RAM. We've talked about some of the bells and whistles, things like Blu-ray, and, you know, just to make it a little bit more fun. You want to blow off some steam between classes or after exams.
Right.
Get, laptops with bigger screens are great for games and watching action movies and all that.
Yeah.
But some of those bells and whistles could eat away on a laptop battery.
They do. Yeah.
I know that there are improvements all the time, Dave,
in
battery life. But let's give some tips to our listeners about how to better conserve their battery life. And then we're going to switch gears and talk about a new desktop solution.
Sure.
So saving battery seems to still be the Achilles heel of laptops, especially for a student on the go who doesn't always want to hunt for an AC outlet in the wall.
Right.
What are some tips on extending the battery life of a laptop?
The first one, and probably the one that has the biggest impact on the battery life, is your screen brightness. So if you just want to turn that down slightly, it's amazing how much performance you'll gain, especially battery life. So,
Great tip. And I do that as well. When I'm on a long flight and I see that my battery is starting to dip down, I do just that.
Right.
There's a little hotkey on my Dell keyboard, and I can just make it nice and dimmer.
Yeah. There's new screens called LED displays that don't use as much power.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another option, too.
Okay.
If you want to choose the option for an LED, it's brighter, but it doesn't use as much power. So.
Okay. Another tip would be to turn off your wireless if you can. Obviously, if you need the internet, that's not an option for you. But if you turn off Wi-Fi, which should be a little switch on the side of your laptop, your Bluetooth. Some people use wireless Bluetooth for an external keyboard or a wireless headset to talk over a program like Windows Live Messenger or Skype or something.
Yeah.
And if you turn off any wireless, that should also help your battery.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you think, Dave, about watching a movie? That's going to obviously affect performance more than, say, writing in a document, right?
Exactly, yeah. If you're looking to preserve the life, battery life, watching a movie may not be the best solution at the time, but because it does use a lot of the power. So
here's a tip for our listeners. A lot of movies now, especially the Fox ones, the DVDs, have an option called digital copy. It lets you create a legal copy of the movie to your hard drive. And by watching it on your hard drive and thus not spinning the DVD-ROM drive, you're actually going to conserve some battery life there as well. So choose to install it first.
Right.
Okay, great. Now, I want to talk in our remaining minute and a half about this new product by Dell called Studio Hybrid.
Studio Hybrid,
I'm looking at it right now. This looks like a little bit bigger than a hardcover book.
Right.
But not by much.
No,
so
it's
what
unbelievable.
Is this thing?
So this is it's a brand new desktop. We launched it a couple weeks ago. Starts at $529. And
this is a desktop computer.
It's a desktop computer. It's one of the most environmentally friendly desktops out there. We're trying to become one of the most green IT computers.
So what makes this an eco-friendly solution?
It uses 70% less power than a typical desktop. So the boxes that we've been accustomed to.
Right, the big beige.
They use upwards about 300 watts. This uses 65 watts.
Wow.
The packaging itself, 95% of it is recyclable. And also we ship it with a recycling kit so you can send it back to us when you're done with it, and we'll take care of all the recycling for you.
Wow. So it's called Studio Hybrid.
Studio Hybrid.
Very economical price.
Yep.
And I'm looking on the back, has HDMI as well. So could you connect that to your big screen TV?
You could. So think of some of the smaller condos now in all over the city.
Right. Or a dorm room.
Or
if
dorm
you
room,
stick
exactly,
with our student,
for back to school. If you want to use your big 32-inch upwards to, like you said, 52 or 40-inch, with HDMI, you can plug this in, and that becomes your monitor.
We should point out, just as we wrap up, Dave, that you don't get a monitor with this particular product.
Not a $529, you don't.
Okay,
yeah,
but
you
it's
can
an option.
It absolutely is, yeah.
Awesome. Dave Hambly, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having
me. Dave Hambly from Dell Canada. If you'd like to learn more, you can email me, techtalk@cfrb.com, or visit dell.ca. When we return after this short break, we're going to chat with The Source by Circuit City about must-have gadgets among today's students. Stick with us.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB, brought to you in part by Microsoft.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and articles. This week, features include hitting the beach with a stylish summer bag, how to jazz up a plain tote with a funky image you design yourself, and from tots to teens, finding fun ways for your children to participate in meal planning and cooking, starting with your PC. That's all at MicrosoftHome.com, and a lot more. All right, so for the first half of the show, we chatted with Dave Hambly from Dell Canada about what to look for when you're shopping for a laptop. But going hand in hand with that is gadgets, our gadgets. We've got lots of amazing little electronic tech toys, if you will, that are ideal for today's students. Some of them will help you remain productive. Others will be just for fun. You know, you got to have some fun as a student, blowing off steam, perhaps after a long day, after an exam. And we are going to be chatting now with Andrea Dewey, a product buyer for The Source by Circuit City. Welcome to the show, Andrea.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me.
And you brought a bunch of goodies here. This is amazing. So thank you for doing that. If you can only see our studio right now, it looks like, you know, like the Source store exploded. And we have all these really cool things here, including, well, you know what? I'm going to let you talk about them. But we've got lots of great stuff for students. And frankly, a lot of these products are great for anyone. But, you know, if mom or dad are thinking of buying something for a student in their home, maybe as a little goodbye present if they're going off to college or university, some of these will make for amazing little products that can also help them throughout the year as well. We touched on a couple in the first half of the year, like laptops, which I know The Source sells, Andrea, as well as things like web cameras. But we're going to, why don't we start off with talking about the kinds of products, before we get specific, the kinds of products that a student could, you know, enjoy in today's day and age. Some of the electronics sold at The Source by Circuit City that can help a student, whether they're in junior school, junior high, high school, or post-secondary.
Well, Mark, we have a lot of items that can definitely benefit students going to school today, from the laptop that you've been talking about earlier, and webcams for communication, whether it's online courses.
Printers. You know, I didn't even think about that. Sorry to cut you off. Yeah, we talked in the first half of the show about how a webcam is great for keeping in touch with your friends and family while you're out of town. But you're right. There are a lot of correspondence courses that allow you to chat. Or if you're studying with a student that you may be in your dorm room and they may be in the library or in their dorm room, you can now do that study session virtually with everybody having a little webcam open.
Absolutely. Things are so different from when I went to school, let me tell you.
I know. I don't think kids today know what Dewey Decimal is if you ask them that. So, yeah. All right. And so, and voice recorders, I guess, are big. Digital voice recorders.
Yeah, there's a lot of different voice recorders today, and they do a lot of different things. Some do 9 language translations.
Wow.
So for the exchange students or learning different languages while you're at school, that's great. A lot of them are up to about 1 gig.
Wow.
And they actually have a USB key that automatically just goes right into your computer, so it's none of this trying to...
Right.
Download through cords.
I wanted to tell you, Andrea, that a couple of months ago, a CFRB listener wrote me and said, I'm in the market for a voice recorder, and I immediately sent them to thesource.ca, and they found it was a special for that day, just by chance. It was like $4.99. It was like $5 for one that recorded like 7 hours of audio. So there, you can find some great specials, not just in your local store at your mall, but at thesource.ca as well.
Yeah, okay. We run those sales from time to time. They're great. Always visit.
Okay.
Take a look.
And let's talk about memory sticks. These are like the finger or thumb. They call them thumb sticks for a reason. They're about the size of your finger or thumb. Some people have them on their keychain. They're also great for students. What are they used for primarily?
I think primarily they're used by the students for, I guess, a number of different things, but a lot of their assignments, I mean, they come in 2, 4, and 8 gig. The one that I brought with me today was the new Sony Volt.
Right, Micro Volt Click. Oh, and it lights up. Ooh,
yeah.
Illuminated LED indicator. Yeah. So this is ideal for transporting files from one computer to another,
right.
Basically. And it stores it in a secure way. You could put it in your jeans coin pocket.
Yep.
And when you work on one PC in, say, a study lab, mm-hmm. and then you go to your laptop, you can just always save your work on these things.
Absolutely. And what's really cool about this one is once it hits its full maximum, it actually compresses the files down by 33%.
Oh, yep. It says it right here. Preloaded with data compression software. Okay, I get it. Okay, so that's what separates this Sony MicroVault from other products, is that when it hits its max, which will take you a long time, especially if it's just documents and spreadsheets and presentations, you know, it will take you. But if you're putting video on there and photos and music, which a lot of kids do, then it'll automatically compress it, which basically means shrinks it down in size for you. That's very cool. How much does this 4 gigabyte Sony Microvolt go for? Do you know roughly?
The 4 gigabyte goes for, I believe, $39.99, but okay. I'll have to double check that one
all
for
right.
you.
Yeah, no worries. So we're chatting with Andrea Dewey, a product buyer for the Source by Circuit City, about must-have gadgets for students. Well, some are must-have. Others, you know, we're going to also talk this half hour, Andrea, about some fun, fun things. But we've talked about voice recorders. We've talked about USB memory sticks. What about peripherals for your computer? Like printers and scanners and copiers, you can buy those at the Source?
Absolutely. You can get all those at the Source.
Mm-hmm.
Printers, scanners, again, we said webcams, all the componentries and the accessories that you need, including backpacks, or laptop bags, I mean, and shelves.
Okay.
All of those are available at the Source now.
So let's first talk about these, the peripherals like a printer. So I would recommend to my listeners, and please feel free to tell me no or if you agree, but I really do like these all-in-ones now because they print, scan, and copy, sometimes fax, and they're smaller, so it's ideal for those like in a small dorm room or something. And the quality is great. You can print, and for most of them, photo lab quality prints as well. On top of your book reports, I know you got to justify it to mom and dad that there's an actual school application, but they're getting better and better and cheaper all the time. Do you know what some of the manufacturers are that you carry? Is it like HP, Canon, all the big players, Lexmark?
Most of the top.
Some of them even, Andrea, have wireless, which is cool, because now you can be in your laptop in one part of the room and wirelessly beam the document to the all-in-one, and it'll spit it out for you, which is pretty cool. Or have multiple computers on the same printer, all connected to the same printer wirelessly.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, but I want to ask you about backpacks. You brought a couple of cool ones there. This is, who makes this one here?
This one is Gola. It's a Gola bag.
All right.
And they come in a few different colors we have at the Source. There's backpacks and laptop bags. So one for you to carry, one for on your back, and one by hand.
I'm a backpack guy. I travel quite a bit, so I always carry my laptop in a padded backpack, so I don't have to freeze up my hands. So that's the idea, right, Andrea, is that it protects your laptop as well as lets you store all the accessories like, you know, the AC adapter and maybe an external web camera and other things like your cell phone.
There's a lot of space in this one. I had a lot of the samples I brought with me today stuffed in this laptop bag.
How much does something like that go for?
It's pretty cool. Those go anywhere from $29, depending on the style, and up. Yeah.
Okay. And most of them are one size fits all. So whether you have a 12-inch laptop, 13.3, 14, 15, 17, usually they fit just fine. And they will... thank you. Here we go. I got a little sheet that gives you some of the... these are the... some of these are on the over-the-shoulder one. Gola. All right. Yeah. So this one is... Okay, this one's $69 that you brought in. Okay. But it looks like a pretty quality... All right. And then there's the over-the-shoulder ones, which kind of look more like a purse. At the risk of stereotyping, are these more for women or are they also for guys?
They're both. And there's different colors. I mean, it comes from gray.
I consider myself pretty metro.
You know?
Okay, so these ones they say are specifically 15-inch bags, the Gola. So that's for 15-inch laptops, rather.
Right.
Okay, and it comes in red, beige, or brown. And those are also $69.99.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All righty. I'm looking at your... the photos here, but you certainly brought enough gadgets. Again, we're talking with Andrea Dewey, a product buyer for the Source by Circuit City, talking about great gadgets for students. Sure, some are for fun. After our next break, we're going to talk, Andrea, about ones that are ideal for music lovers. But before that, I want to just quickly comment about or ask you about web cameras, because we have still a few seconds before our first break. Web cameras, if your laptop doesn't already have one, they are a great way to communicate for free using just regular internet connection with video and voice. Do you carry different lines? I know I got an email from somebody at the Source with a back to school special, and they had the Microsoft Life Cams in there. So this one is ideal, I think, for the quality of the audio, which is amazing. Are there any other features you would recommend when you're looking for these?
I know from my own personal experience is making sure that you've got one that has a good microphone if it doesn't come with your computer, because it's always something you want to make sure it's a good thing to see each other, but you want to be able to hear each other as well.
Right.
So just make sure it has a high quality reception.
And most of them will work with any of your favorite instant messaging programs, whether it's Windows Live Messenger or Skype or Yahoo or any of these other ones. Most of them are pretty IM agnostic, if you will. Some work better with others, like the Windows one. The Microsoft one works really well with Windows Live Messenger, formerly MSN Messenger, because it has this one-touch button on top that instantly, when you press it, launches your IM application and your buddy list, so you can immediately tag a friend. We have to take a short break, Andrea. When we return, we're going to talk about some fun gadgets for students, especially for those who are living in a dorm room with not a lot of space. So when we return, more with The Source by Circuit City. Hang in there.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. We're chatting with Andrea, the product buyer for The Source by Circuit City, a popular retailer that covers, that handles, and you know what? Let's do this one more time, Jeff. It's not live, right? Thank you. All right, I appreciate that.
Good. See, now I know I'm allowed to do that.
You know, if the host can do it, you can do it. 3, 2. Welcome back to Tech Talk. We're chatting with Andrea Dewey, a product buyer for The Source by Circuit City, a popular retailer that covers all the latest gadgets and gizmos. Welcome back to the show, Andrea.
Thank you again.
The first half, so basically our theme for the whole hour is back to school. And I know people are rolling their eyes, not even the middle of August yet, but it's not too early to start planning and shopping around, comparing prices for the latest tech toys. And the first half of the show, we talked about what to look for when you're shopping for a laptop computer. We had our friend Dave Hambly from Dell with us. And if you missed that, by the way, beginning tomorrow, you can go to my blog, sync-blog.com. That's sync-blog.com, and listen to this show as a podcast. But now we're chatting. We've shifted our attention over to gadgets. Andrea, we first talked about some ones that can help you with printing and scanning, backpacks for your laptop and other accessories. We talked about voice recorders for lectures. We talked about memory sticks. Now let's talk about fun. Forget about the school for a moment and talk about after school. So let's talk about music players. The Source has a huge assortment in MP3 players and related accessories. So let's talk about some of your favorites here. Okay. You brought a lot with you, by the way. Our desk is full of electronics. Bill Gates would just be grinning ear to ear if he was in here. So let's talk about MP3 players. So this is obviously great to keep a student entertained.
Absolutely. We carry all the top market leaders, including Apple, Sensa, Creative, RCA, Sony.
Right. So and now you carry the new Zune as well from
Absolutely.
Microsoft, and you brought this little pink guy, 4 gigs in pink. This is a portable MP3 player that also shows videos and photos. And and an FM radio as well. So you carry all the big guys, iPod, Zune, the SanDisk players. So memory is going to vary depending on your taste and budget. So the more memory, typically the more money, but the more you can store on there, the more songs, the more audiobooks, the more photos and videos. Is there a certain amount you would recommend to get, or does it really depend on your taste? And
it truly depends on the person. I mean, some people could not fill an 8/16 gig.
Right.
Some can fill more than that.
So they start at about 2 hours for the little pocket-sized guys, which are ideal for exercising.
Mm-hmm.
And then they are usually about 4, 8, or 16 gigs for the flash memory, so there's no moving parts. So they're also ideal to be really mobile with.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got things like the iPod Classic, which is like 160 gigs
right.
on the high-end model, which is what I'm looking at here. Very popular among students mm-hmm. to help blow off some steam. But Andrea, what about turning one of these portable MP3 players into a little mini stereo? What do you need for that?
What you need for that, Mark, is an iPod docking speaker. And I brought a few with me today.
Yeah.
One being the Skull Candy Pipe. And it's new and in stores now at The Source. And what's kind of really cool about this item, it's small, it's portable. It runs off of an AC adapter as well as four AAA batteries.
So this is ideal for, say, a small dorm room. And this is called the Skull Candy Pipe. I'm looking at it right now. It is pretty cool. Oh, and it comes with a remote. And I like the skull on the AC outlet.
And on the speakers.
And on the speakers. Oh, I see there on the side. So you simply dock your iPod. It recharges it at the same time. And then you can hear your music without earbuds, which is really what these are all about.
Right.
And it is ideal for a small space. Very cool. Very nice looking unit. How much is this Skull Candy Pipe?
This one's $89.
Okay, $89.
This one is black. Yeah. And we have two other colors, also rust and chrome, available online.
Okay. Last week on Tech Talk, we gave away a Ladybug MP3 docking station, a speaker dock for the iPod, courtesy of The Source by Circuit City. So thank you for providing that. And you gave us a couple others to give away over the next couple weeks. So again, thank you. Let's talk about it. It gets its Ladybug for a good reason. It gets its name, the Ladybug.
Yeah, for the cute wings. Okay. The wings that fold out.
Right. So those are the speakers that actually fold out like a Ladybug's wings. Mm-hmm. And you can get it in red or silver. Is that right?
Red or silver at the moment. Stay tuned for new colors and combinations for sure.
This one's about $119.99.
All
right. And again, it fits like basically almost all iPod sizes. And I think it has a jack if you have a non-iPod-based MP3 player.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Most of these speaker docks do. The advantage of having the iPod is that it recharges it, and you can often use the remote. Otherwise, you can still plug in another kind of MP3 player, but it may not have all the bells and whistles.
Right.
Okay, cool. So I'm looking at some other ones you brought. So these are different examples of iPod speaker systems. The Centrios brand is the own Source brand.
Yes.
Yeah, and that they also have a docking station for iPods there. And this little guy here, why don't we end off on this? The Lyra from RCA. This company, this brand, was one of the first MP3 players on the market, the RCA Lyra, and they have a huge following as a result. And this one is ideal for runners. So if you're jogging around campus, clip-on earbuds. How much does this one go for? Do you know? It's 2 gigs.
2 gigs is $59.99.
Okay. Sorry about that. $59. Okay. And it comes with a stopwatch with voice prompts, a sweat-resistant design.
That's always good.
Pedometer, which is great. So it counts your steps. Calorie counter. It's got an FM tuner, which is great not just to listen to the radio, but when you're at the gym, speaking of exercising, you can often tune into the TV station that's showing and hear the audio there. So this little guy from RCA is $59. Great. We are going to take one more short break, and then when we return, more with Andrea Dewey from The Source by Circuit City, and end off on a few other practical gadgets for that student in your home. Stick with us.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB, brought to you in part by Microsoft.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and articles. This week, features include hitting the beach with a stylish summer bag, how to jazz up a plain tote with a funky image you design on your computer, and from tots to teens, finding fun ways for your children to participate in meal planning and cooking, all starting with your PC. That's all at MicrosoftHome.com, a website that I contribute to as well. If you want to read some tips and tricks on getting the most out of your electronics. And speaking of great gadgets, we are joined once again by Andrea Dewey, a product buyer for The Source by Circuit City. Welcome back to the show. We have been talking about great gadgets for students specifically, but I think a lot of our listeners today, they're either not students or they don't have a student in their home, but I think a lot of them, we've piqued their interest because a lot of these are ideal, like an iPod docking station or a Zune player or, a voice recorder or anything like that. But I wanted to just end off the show with a couple of other practical items for a student on the go. I'm looking at here something called the Spike Master. What a name, the Spike Master. This looks like a surge protector.
Yes, it is.
All right, so what is the surge protector, and why is it a good idea to invest in one?
Well, being even at the student level, or an exec, or anybody who uses a laptop to save all of their, very important information, this surge protector will protect their laptop or computer or any other home device from a surge.
Right, so like a power spike or like a lightning or something. So yeah, imagine you're a student working on the most important thesis of your, academic career, and all of a sudden there's a rainstorm and the power goes out and there's a spike in, the spike, if I'm not mistaken, occurs when it powers back up again. Imagine it frying your hard drive and you had no protection and your stuff is gone. Well, obviously that you should always back up your important files, like on a USB stick that you showed us earlier this half hour break. But a surge protector is not very expensive, yet it could really save your PC. So the SpikeMaster, it's got room for 8 different outlets, as well as, I see there's like coaxial ports for your TVs and stuff like that. How much is something like this?
This one actually, as well, comes with an extra bar, so for that printer across the room.
Right, oh yeah, that's great.
This one is normally $99.99, and for back to school for August, it's $29.99.
Oh, wow. That's a big discount.
So it's a great deal.
And it also has spots for Ethernet jacks. So if you're plugging in not wirelessly but through an Ethernet connection, it also can protect your PC there. All right. That's SpikeMaster, $29. That's a huge discount. And speaking of power, you've got these Energy2Go products from Energizer available at the source. This one here I think is great for students who are, you know, and there's also a safety application here. If you're a female student,
yes.
We always hear these terrible stories about attacks happening at campus at night or near the local school pub or something. You want your laptop, your cell phone in case of emergency. This can help you keep it charged up in case you can't get to a wall socket. So this is called Energy2Go. Do you know how much this product is? So you just plug this in, put in the AA batteries, and it's good.
It's $34.99.
Okay, $34.99. And you've got one here for an iPod and another one for a laptop. This is another one, the iGo for a laptop as well.
This is iGo everywhere. It's laptop, it's MP3 player.
Yeah,
it's
phone, iPod, PSP, camera. It charges up anything on the go.
Anything on the go.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Andrea. We've got to wrap, but you were great. Andrea Dewey, product buyer for The Source by Circuit City. I appreciate you coming down today.
Thank you.
And I hope you your stores are swamped with students and parents of students looking for the latest gadgets. So thanks again for joining us. And coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB, of course, we've got the Buddha Lounge. Stay tuned. Have a great Sunday afternoon.